This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. An attacker injured 8 people in Boulder yesterday, all between the ages of 52 and 88. The victims were part of a regular event to bring attention to hostages held by Hamas. A man approached them with what police called a makeshift flamethrower and burned several people in the group. Boulder Councilwoman Tara Weiner said she's participated in the weekly gatherings in the past.
It's a peaceful walk. And then at the very end of this walk, we end up at the Pearl Street Mall right in front of the courthouse. And that's where we give the hostages, you know, a message in Hebrew.
2 of the victims had to be airlifted to the burn unit at CU Anschutz in Aurora. The suspect, Mohammed Sabri Solomon of Colorado Springs, was arrested at the scene. The FBI is investigating and calls it an act of terrorism. Colorado lawmakers have reintroduced a bill that would keep an Air National Guard squadron at Buckley Space Force Base. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Air Force is moving to divest of its old fighter planes and invest in new ones. The problem is that several air squadrons losing planes, like the 140th Wing out of Buckley, aren't currently slated to get new aircraft to replace the old. Instead, they just go away. Democratic Representative Jason Crow, who's a sponsor of the bill, says not having an air wing in Colorado would be problematic.
And leave a vast swath of the United States without aerial air defense coverage, which is what the fighters at Buckley provide.
The bill would try to get an almost one-to-one swap for the squadron's losing planes. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org. Across the Front Range today, highs in the 80s and a good chance of showers this afternoon.